Though they would deny it if asked, Catherine was certain that she saw disappointment on the faces of everyone in the room. J.R. was big enough to admit it. "Let's go ahead and do the last one." And then he added humorously, "I don't think any of us are going to be able to relax if we don't know what it is." As sarcastic as the comment could have sounded, buried just below the humor was a subtle but unmistakable sense of acknowledgement. Whether he was acknowledging the rudeness of his prior statement or the validity of what Catherine was explaining didn't seem as important as the tone of the comment itself. Catherine was glad to oblige. She went to the board for the last time and wrote, "Avoidance of accountability." She explained, "Once we achieve clarity and buy in, it is then that we have to hold each other accountable for what we sign up to do, for high standards of performance and behavior. And as simple as that sounds, most executives hate to do it, especially when it comes to a peer's behavior, because they want to avoid interpersonal discomfort." "What exactly do you mean by that?" Jeff asked. "I'm talking about that moment when you know you have to call one of your peers on something that matters, and you decide to let it go because you just don't want to experience that feeling when..." She paused and Martin finished the sentence for her. "When you have to tell someone to shut down their email during meetings." "Exactly," Catherine confirmed appreciatively. Carlos added, "I hate this one. I just don't want to have to tell someone that their standards are too low. I'd rather just tolerate it and avoid the..." He tried to think of the right way to describe it. Jan did it for him. "The interpersonal discomfort." Carlos nodded. "Yeah, I guess that's really what it is." He thought about it for a moment, then continued, "But it's weird. I don't have as much of a problem telling my direct reports what I think. I seem to hold them accountable most of the time, even when it's a sticky issue." Catherine was thrilled by the remark. "Right. As hard as it is sometimes to enter the danger with your direct reports and confront them with something sticky, it's even harder with your peers." "Why's that?" asked Jeff. Before Catherine could answer, Nick explained, "Because we're supposed to be equals. And who am I to tell Martin how to do his job, or Mikey, or Jan? Feels like I'm sticking my nose into the business when I do." Catherine explained further. "The peer-to-peer thing is certainly one of the issues that makes team accountability hard, but there's something else." No one seemed to have a clue, and Catherine was ready to answer her own question. Just then, Mikey's face lit up like she had just solved a puzzle. "No buy-in." "What?" asked Nick. "No buy-in. People aren't going to hold each other accountable if they haven't clearly bought into the same plan. Otherwise, it seems pointless because they're just going to say, 'I never agreed to that anyway.'" Catherine was shocked at her unlikely star pupil, and if that wasn't enough, Mikey went on to say, "This actually makes sense." Everyone looked at one another as if to say, "Did you hear what I heard?" On that note, Catherine excused the team for the last break of the day.